What's up, Nick Loper here. Welcome to another Where Are They Now edition of the Side Hustle Show, because if you don't find a way to make money in your sleep, you're going to work until you die. Hat tip to the one and only Warren Buffett for that one. And once again, big thanks to Jacques Hopkins, the onlinecourseguy.com, for sponsoring this series. Jacques is my go-to guy for all things online courses, and you'll actually hear him get an unsolicited shout out in this episode. Listen in for that. If you want to learn more about the opportunity of teaching online courses and the nuts and bolts of building a profitable, scalable course business, be sure to check out the free on-demand workshop at theonlinecourseguy.com/sidehustle. Once again, that's theonlinecourseguy.com/sidehustle for the simple path to online course success. Today, we're catching up with Nate Dodson from microgreensfarmer.com. When I connected with Nate in episode 314 in late 2018, he was selling 40 to 50 grand a month worth of his online course on how to start a microgreens farming business. What's been going on in his world since then? To find out, let's get Nate on the line.
The business looks very similar to what it did back then. Not a lot has actually changed, and it's I've pretty much taken some time off and allowed the business to coast, and it's coasted wonderfully well. Actually, I did have one significant thing happen. That was, I had hired someone to create a new product for the business, and we created and released the one new product. That went well, and that was a first, because I'd done all the products myself in the past. So that was a big milestone, I would say.
What was the new product?
It's called the MBA, the Microgreens Business Accelerator. So my main product now is the Microgreens Business Course. And that's really designed to help people that are totally new get up and running. And then the MBA program, the Microgreens Business Accelerator, is designed for people who have already been running a microgreens business for 6 months to a year. They're getting consistent sales, and they want to take things to the next level by just like dialing in all their systems, their accounting, the processes of their business. So it's a 6-month program, and they're working with the woman who designed it. She's a really successful microgreens farmer that lives up in British Columbia.
Cool. So I imagine that's a higher level product or a higher price product.
No, it's very similar. We actually kept the price pretty low because of the first cohort of people going through it. We wanted to make sure they got just amazing value. It was like right during when COVID was hitting. So we kind of wanted to give people, you know, a little bit of a discount. Because a lot of the farmers were struggling with, you know, a lot of microgreens growers sell to restaurants and farmers markets, and those were all kind of hit right in the beginning. Yeah, so we kept it low, but I think we're going to keep raising the price, and it will be a premium product.
That leads to the next question: is what has been the pandemic impact on operations here?
Yeah, when it first hit, our sales dropped probably for the first 2 to 4 weeks. They were down.
How down is down? Are you like, oh my gosh, this is the end? Or you're like, okay, I can make this work.
I can make this work was my thing. But they were probably down by half. But I mean, my margins are really high. My overhead is very, very low. And my lifestyle is not expensive either, my personal overhead. So I wasn't too worried. But they've recovered wonderfully since then. And I put out a webinar telling people, like, this is actually a big opportunity for microgreens farmers. A lot of my students who are focused on subscription home delivery programs are actually seeing their businesses increase, some of them like doubling. And I've been trying to get people to move in that direction for years now. It's like the best model because it's very consistent sales. You're just growing to order. You're not growing to order. You're growing for like past orders, basically. You always know exactly what to grow.
Yeah, it's not as speculative in that sense. It's like, no, this is all kind of spoken for.
Yep, exactly. And very consistent revenue. It's a very simple, streamlined business to run. So I've been pushing people that way for years, but I'd like created a big webinar about it and helped them, give them some steps to start to transition towards that. That had a big impact on sales. And I think I gave $100 off my course, my regular $497 price, sale price, which I've never done. So I gave like a pandemic discount and got a big chunk of sales from that.
Well, it sounds like living the dream, or things going very well, as you say, coasting wonderfully well since we caught up. And I think that is the online business dream that a lot of people aspire to. So can you give me a sense of the customer journey or the sales funnel, as it were, at this point? How are people coming into your world?
Yeah, they are finding me through YouTube videos, my Facebook group, or a little bit of advertising. I'm not doing much advertising right now, so those are the primary means. And they're landing on my website and they're signing up for the same webinar that I've been, automated webinar that I've been running since 2017 and going into the same email automation that I've hardly changed at all since then. It's just a machine and it just works. And I'm sure there's things I could do to improve it, but there's been quite a bit of competition come on, but people still come through and find me because I was, you know, one of the first people posting about growing and selling microgreens. So my videos still get recommended on YouTube, and I kind of defined the industry, you know, start a microgreens business, become a microgreens farmer. Those were like terms I put out there before anyone else, I think.
Yeah, definitely like an early adopter in this space or an early mover in this space. And so people search for these types of topics on YouTube. They find your videos. They, if you want to learn more, go sign up for the webinar or opt in for the quick start guide. And that kind of enters people into the email sequence. And oh, by the way, I sell this product. Tell me about the Facebook course though, or the Facebook group rather, because this is kind of an interesting puzzle piece to put in at the top of the funnel, so to speak. Where if somebody searches microgreens business on Facebook, they find a Facebook group that you run?
Yep. It's called Growing and Selling Microgreens. It was like the second Facebook group around microgreens. It was one just called Microgreens. And then mine was specifically about growing and selling. It's a pretty large group. I think there's like 50,000 people in there or something like that.
Oh, wow.
But I mean, I don't post in there. I just let it go. I hardly post in there. I like stuff. I comment sometimes, but I don't do much promotion in there, but there, I do use the banner of the group to advertise my free quick start guide and like the pinned post and the little sidebar description. I direct them to my website, but other than that, it's kind of just going on its own.
And you have an assistant or a team member who is moderating that stuff? Any group that size, I imagine, becomes somewhat of a spam magnet.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I do have a couple moderators though that help me block posts, but we don't get much. It's actually a pretty amazing group. And we only approve people who answer the questions to the group. So I think that eliminates a lot of spammers right off the bat.
Something I've been combating a little bit myself lately. But yeah, the questions definitely help and try and foster that sense of community in there. I like that strategy. Look, Google is not the only game in town. There are other avenues where other search engines like Facebook, where people are searching for your topic and get in front of people that way. Help them out and eventually kind of introduce them into your world. Now, I understand you just earned the 2-comma club certification through ClickFunnels, which, correct me if I'm wrong, my understanding is $1 million through one sales funnel, or is it just like across the board?
Yeah, I think it might be through one sales funnel. I waited till it was all through one sales funnel before I ever applied for it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you got to apply. They don't automatically like track it using their software.
Yeah, you have to. I sent them an email, and actually, they said that to get the award, I had to like submit a bunch of video footage recording my journey and all this stuff. And I said, that's not worth it. And I didn't do it, and I still got the award in the mail.
Oh, so, okay,
that was kind of cool.
So it sounds like this stuff is relatively on autopilot. I don't know. Like, do you have an estimate of the time you're putting into Microgreens Farmer on a weekly basis?
Yeah, over the last probably 9 to 12 months, over the last year or so, it's averaged probably 15 hours a week or so, 15 to 20.
Sounds like a pretty rough gig.
Yeah, I've turned my attention towards real estate investing. We bought 6 houses last year, flipped one of them, and kept 5 as rentals. I'm not a person that likes to spend a lot of time sitting in front of the computer, but I love working with my hands, so I ended up taking on the majority of the work of rehabbing all the properties. Just love it. Love painting walls, love construction projects, listening to my podcast the whole time. And I needed a break, you know, after running Microgreens Farmer for several years, I just kind of needed to get away from the computer a little bit and do something with my hands. So that was pretty rewarding. And I do have a team behind Microgreens Farmer that takes care of the majority of the day-to-day, the customer support and ads and stuff like that. So I was able to remove myself pretty much from the business.
That sounds awesome. Is this real estate stuff all local to you? It sounds like you're kind of doing the fixer-upper rehab type of stuff.
Yep, all local to me.
Any, I don't know, like the real estate stuff is like at once very enticing, but also kind of intimidating because I am not a handy person. But any wins to share on that front? Like, hey, we got a great deal on this house and, you know, here's the cash flow projections from that. Curious kind of like your math or, I don't know, like you talked about the inspiration, you know, to start working with your hands, but what else made sense to get into this where, I guess, as a diversification from the online business?
Yeah, the main thing is just having courage to take on things, properties that look really bad, but have good bones behind them. But I found several great deals. Even this house I'm living in, this office, I bought a house on 1 acre in town. It's a really cool lot. And I bought the house for $48,000 off a wholesaler and probably put probably $12,000 to $15,000 into it. It was like 3 feet deep in trash, the whole house. You know, it was disgusting. We got it all fixed up and it's shiny and like new now. And I could rent the house for $1,100, $1,200 a month. I just bought it outright. So it's pretty amazing if you do it right. And two other really good deals I have were houses that were like directly behind our house, just from talking to neighbors. They were elderly people that both passed away over the course of a year, actually. I was able to get both houses off their families for really cheap. So there are deals that are out there if you know how to kind of find them or luck out into finding them.
Interesting stuff. Is there going to be a further real estate expansion? Do you have a target for the number of doors or passive cash flow that you're aiming for there?
No, I'm kind of getting ready to switch back to microgreens farmer mode and take some time off real estate. I'm going to just save up my money and, you know, maybe one day down the road, try to get a big multifamily or something. Maybe in 2 or 3 years, try to get a small apartment complex. But I'm taking a little bit of time off for now. I'm good with the properties I have right now.
I like it. That sounds like a lot to handle, a lot of moving parts on all this stuff and online business, offline business. It's simple in a way, but I don't know if it's ever easy. So
yeah. And you can, there's one amazing book. If there's anyone listening that is interested in real estate, is called Landlording on Autopilot. I found that extremely helpful. So I'm trying to build systems around that too. I think I'm nearing the point where I could get a property manager, but it hasn't been that much work so far. And I like to take breaks from the online business and do some of this stuff, but that's a great book.
Awesome. We'll link that up. Landlording on Autopilot. We'll link that up at sidehustlenation.com/Nate. Nate, back in 2018, you gave the number one tip to think of how you can create a new category or a new opportunity, kind of pulling from the blue ocean strategy. Anything to add to that for the 2020 update here?
Yeah, that is still one of the two most important things I did was find a new category. And I would say the book Expert Secrets does the best job of talking about how to do that or getting that the importance of that across. But the other thing that is extremely valuable is if you can find someone that is doing what you want to do and you can hire them to be your mentor. So as you know, Nick, when I was just like getting my course going, I had already had a course and had sold some, but I was just ramping it up. I hired Jacques Hopkins. I think it's onlinecourseguy.com. I hired him to coach me. And you know that I just did everything he said. I was very coachable, pretty much did everything he said. And that's what resulted for 80, 90% of all my success. I attribute to what Jacques taught me. I have people ask me all the time, Nate, like, what do I need to do when I'm starting this business, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, the first thing is find someone who's doing what you want to do, hire them to coach you, pay them whatever it takes, pay them $500 an hour if you have to, because they'll tell you exactly what you need to do. It's just a major shortcut.
Absolutely. This is one of the most common shortcuts. And you know, the funny thing is Jacques is actually sponsoring this series. I did not tell you, I promise I did not tell him this in advance,
wow.
But he was like, hey, you know, I want to test out, you know, I've had great response from the Side Hustle Show. I want to test out some ads. And I was like, well, I've got this project coming up. You want to be involved in this? And he's like, yeah, let's try it out.
That's awesome. Yeah. I was actually his first coaching client and I won the Two Comma Club Award. So if that tells you anything about the legitimacy of Jacques' stuff, he's got a really cool new program. It's called the Online Course Accelerator, where he just, every couple of weeks, he puts out a really high level training where he just goes in depth, does a screen recording, and shows you exactly how to implement something super valuable for your online business. So that's been really cool too.
Yeah, and definitely knows his stuff. We'll hear from Jacques in just a minute after this recording. But Nate, appreciate you joining me once again, catching us up on everything that's going on at microgreensfarmer.com. And we'll catch up with you soon. All right, as per the usual in this series, I'm joined by Jacques Hopkins from theonlinecourseguy.com for a little post-game commentary. Jacques, what do you think about that unsolicited plug from Nate there?
Man, Nate, I love Nate to death. He's one of my best friends in this world. He's such a genuine guy, and this is the first person in this series where I actually know this person personally. To this day, Nate and I meet every week. We're kind of accountability partners. We're very different from each other too, and that's one of the reasons we make good just kind of accountability partners. But he's just so genuine. I mean, you look at what he was saying about the 2-comma cup award, right? Ever since I got mine last year, like, it has been very proudly displayed on the wall behind me here in my studio. Nate, like, couldn't care less about it. He filled out one little form and then didn't do the rest of the instructions, still got it.
Yeah, he's like, you mean I got to do a video? Yeah. I'm good.
Well, I was talking to him a couple of days ago, and I was like, hey, where'd you put it? And he showed me that it was leaning up against the bottom of his wall, and some things were in front of it. And I was like, are you going to hang it? He's like, no, probably not. He's like, you know what is hung on my wall, what's important to me, is, and he showed me a picture of his 2 kids. He's just that kind of guy, so genuine. And then you also look at the story about when he launched this new program kind of during the initial lockdown. It was like a higher level program. And you were like, well, you probably charged a higher level price for that. He's like, well, no, you know, people were really struggling in their business, so we really wanted to help them. I mean, who says things like that? I mean, he's so amazing. And I always like hearing his story. Really, really cool stuff.
Yeah, I remember you reaching out to me afterwards, like before the day your first episode went live. And you said, I had listeners reaching out to me before I even like got up, you know, West Coast time, and to let you know, hey, Jacques, you know, we're live today. Thanks for joining me, all that jazz. And he's like, oh, yeah, the reason I found out was like several of your listeners, Nate included, already reached out to me.
Yeah, when I was first on your podcast, I think it was sometime in 2017, the very first person that emailed me was Nate Dotson. And he's like, hey, man, just love that episode. Really inspiring. I want to be doing what you're doing, you know, in 6 months from now. Here's where I'm at. You know, I have this course. I've done a little bit, little YouTube channel, making a little bit of money each month. Will you coach me? And I wasn't coaching anybody at that time. And so, yeah, I was like, sure, of course I'll coach you. And so I coached him for 1 or 2 sessions, and he paid me a little bit of money for each one. And then I was like, you know, Nate, I've got this idea. I've wanted to start a podcast for a while about online courses. But I've always been kind of scared to just like reach out to other course creators and interview them. I was like, I wonder if we can just turn our coaching sessions into kind of a podcast, like record them for the podcast. And then in exchange for that, you don't have to pay me for these sessions anymore. And so he was all for it. And that's how the online course show was born back in 2017. And people that find it now are still going back to those first episodes. And like the first 20 episodes were me just like kind of coaching Nate on a specific topic. And the reason we kind of stopped is I didn't have anything left to teach him. He'd caught up and even surpassed me. Eventually he was making like $50,000 a month. And I'm not trying to like toot my own horn. He said in the interview, like he was a good like mentee. He did the things I asked him to do, but not everybody does that. He had a great work ethic. He trusted what I had to say. He saw that I had this system, this funnel, this way to run an online course that was working. Let me plug that into my business. And he did, and it worked tremendously well. I mean, the rest is history there. So that's kind of how the podcast got started. I've since had him on air several times. But once we stopped doing that, we're like, oh, we miss each other meeting every week. So ever since then, we've just kind of been weekly accountability partners as well.
Yeah, I love it. How about we turn this into content? This is good stuff. You don't have to pay me anymore, but we'll turn it into a show. So definitely encourage you to check out the first 20 episodes or so of the online course show, online course podcast.
Online course show. Very original.
The Online Course Show. You can find it at The Online Course Guy. Jacques, are you diversifying any of the income that you're making into real estate, into everything we deal with is so, it's digital, it's online media. And it's like, I kind of, something that Nate said about the appeal of like working with your hands and having something that's tangible, that's brick and mortar to a certain extent. I don't know, that kind of appealed to me, at least as a diversification play.
To each their own, right? And that's one of the things that really jumped out at me at what he was saying is that he just really doesn't like computer work at the end of the day, and he likes working with his hands. So it's really cool that he's got his business set up to where he can make it kind of seasonal. He can take a few months off and do very little with the computer work, as he called it, and do things with his hands and paint and work on these real estate projects. That's not me. I don't like doing stuff like that. I like the computer work personally. You know, we actually have a guest bathroom in our house that really needs to be renovated. And it's funny because I do so much computer work. You know, we'll build funnels or websites, and you just have to work on the computer to create this amazing thing. But I'm looking at this bathroom. It's like, I wish that could be the same way. I don't want to have to do all this stuff physically. I wish I could just do some things on a computer and bam, we have a renovated bathroom. But like I said at the beginning of this statement, to each their own, right?
Yeah, we've said more than once, like, I wish our house was as easy to search as Gmail, just because, like, I can't find this stupid thing. Well, I think this is a good place to wrap up this episode and this series. Jacques, really appreciate you joining us for this commentary, for bankrolling this series, as it were, keeping the lights on. We have a free on-demand workshop for you. It's at theonlinecourseguy.com/sidehustle. Inside, you'll learn the simple path to online course success, which has clearly worked very well for both Jacques and Nate, and tons of other student success stories as well. Inside, we're talking about driving consistent, profitable traffic to your online course without having to pay for ads. We're talking about high converting sales funnel and the simple way to set those up. And we're talking about creating a course that simply transforms lives. What are students going to be? How are students going to be different after having gone through your material that they otherwise wouldn't be? It's really exciting stuff. Jacques, any last-minute things to add to what's inside this on-demand workshop?
Well, I'm sad this series is coming to an end, Nick. I've really enjoyed it, and I thank you for the opportunity to be able to sponsor the whole thing. I mean, like I was telling you off-air, I just really, really enjoy your audience. They've treated me very, very well the couple of times that I've been on your podcast. And so when you presented me with this opportunity, it was a no-brainer. Yeah, I can be in front of your audience 5 more times. Yes, please. And so I'm trying to offer a lot of value here in this workshop. And so if you're thinking about an online course at all, or if you have one already, or if you have a membership like Matt, or you have a community of any sort, this is for you. There's a lot of value there on just how to run a successful online course business and keep it simple, keep it focused. And that's what you're going to learn. So once again, theonlinecourseguy.com/sidehustle. Nick, you're there joining me on the workshop as well. So you're not going to just be hanging out with me for an hour or so. Nick will be there too. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Looking forward to hanging out with everybody over there and hear your feedback on that. Once again, big thanks to Jacques for sponsoring this special Where Are They Now series. Once again, theonlinecourseguy.com/sidehustle. Hope to see you over there. But that is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's go out there and make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show, where we're diving into the listener mailbag for another round of 20 questions with Nick. I'll see you then. Hustle on.